Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim, here with Amanda, and today we're highlighting another one of North America's top economic developers. And I'm excited to hear from you, Amanda. How was the conversation with Justin Horvath?
Tim, thank you. I had a great time speaking with Justin Horvath. He is the president of the Shiawassee Economic Development Partnership in Shiawassee County, Michigan. And when we talk about leaders and economic developers in this field having passion, I'm not sure that anything can match the passion that Justin has for his work, his role, and his community. He has held this position for almost 13 years and is absolutely in love with the work that he's doing. I'm excited for you to hear from this true blue University of Michigan fan, and I think you're going to really enjoy what Justin has to share.
Justin, hi. Thank you so much for being with us today on North America's Top 50 Economic Developers.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Let's get started right away. And we want to know, what's one thing that everybody else who's listening today should know about you?
That's a great question. You know, you can kind of answer it, you know, personally or professionally. But on the personal side, I definitely want to let everybody know that I'm a huge University of Michigan Wolverine fan. I went to school at the University of Michigan, got 3 degrees from there, and head back there a lot nowadays for football games and basketball games. The campus is only about an hour from where I live. So even that being said, I love to work with Spartans and Buckeyes and any other fans out there in economic development projects.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about how you went from the University of Michigan to where you are today. Tell us a little bit about your career and how you got to where you are now.
Another great question. It's really quite an interesting story. So I was at school at U of M. I'd finished my bachelor's degree in economics, and I had started grad school in public policy and economics, 2 master's degrees. And after my first year of graduate school, I was required to do an internship. And I was trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do? I want to do something in government or nonprofit or some type of work that would be socially redeeming, beneficial. That's kind of what public policy is about. And it happened to be at the time, my mother, who works at the local hospital here in Owosso, which is where I live, saw a fax on the fax machine in her office that was addressed to a doctor that said the local Chamber of Commerce was starting a brand new economic development program. And she had gone to high school with the CEO of the chamber at the time and said, you know, I know what you're looking for is for an internship, and this looks like it might be kind of interesting. You should give the person a call. And so I did, and came in, interviewed, and was fortunate enough to get hired that first year as an intern in the program just as it was starting. So I was in on the ground floor on development of a business retention program, attraction program, all that. Well, when my internship was done, I stayed on as a work-study student until grad school was over, and then I came on board full-time as a employee, and then over the course of a number of years, worked my way up through the program to now be in charge of running it. So it's been quite an experience to go from intern on the ground floor, learning how to build a program, all to the point now of being able to run a program. So it's been a great time.
Yeah, what a cool story. I mean, we hear time and time again how important internships are to retaining talent, and yours is definitely a kind of a picture-perfect story about why that's true. That's very cool.
No, and I just say I love it. You know, I've as I tell people, I didn't go to school for this. You know, there's not really a degree, at least a mainstream degree of, you know, economic development, but I've been so lucky and blessed because this is absolutely positively my dream job. And I couldn't imagine being in any other career to be able to do what I'm doing, particularly in my hometown, you know, with where I was born and raised, makes it even that much better.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I like to hear the passion. You can so clearly hear the passion in your voice when you talk about it, which is great. I mean, not everybody loves their job. So to find something that you can call your dream job is huge. So on that same note, How do you, in this dream job, define success for yourself and for your organization?
You know, for me, it's about what my clients think. And let me kind of expound on that a little bit. You know, we have to have metrics as economic developers. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to be judged by a certain criteria of, you know, job creation, job retention, capital investment, all those different things that are out there. And it's always a great question. You know, when I go to conferences and meet with my peers, we all know those are baseline metrics, but how do we measure it? How do we report that to our stakeholders, investors? And, you know, what I've found, at least in my community in Shiawassee County, I'm reporting those metrics. Well, you've got to have numbers. It's really all about the stories, and in particular, letting the clients tell the stories. And what gives me the most satisfaction, and I know gives my board and stakeholders the most satisfaction, is when we tell those stories, and more particularly when my clients tell those stories. So, for example, when we do our annual meetings, rather than me standing up in front of the stakeholder base and saying, hey, we did this or we did that, I hand the microphone to our clients and I let them tell the story. I let them stand up and say, hey, we located in your community, we expanded in your community, and this organization, Justin Horvath, the Shiawassee Economic Development Partnership, helped us make that happen. When my clients tell that story, when they say that themselves directly, that gives me a good feeling, it gives my stakeholders a good feeling, it shows that we're providing a return on our investment, and gives us, I believe, a lot of credibility with our investors and other folks in the community. So telling those stories directly from our clients is really, I think, the best way to judge success for an economic development group.
Absolutely. And it also sounds like a great lesson that you've learned throughout your leadership experience of allowing others to tell the story to sort of, like you said, give it that credibility and make it even that much more compelling. I love to hear that. Kind of on the flip side of that, so you've told us how you define success. What about a failure, or what's something that kind of keeps you awake at night that you are constantly sort of have on your mind that you don't want to let happen or that you're worried about could happen?
Well, that's another good question. You know, I tell you, you talk about staying awake at night. I'm very, as you said, I'm very passionate about what I do, and I'm very passionate about helping our clients. And I'm always thinking about how can I help my client work this program or find the right building that they need or things like that. Almost being an employee of the company, I get that passionate because I want them to succeed. And so always trying to figure out an answer. The problem sometimes, obviously, is there isn't an easy answer. For example, you know, one of the challenges my community has right now is we have a lack of available buildings. This seems to be a trend, actually, across the country, because the construction had certainly slacked off in parts of the country, you know, during the economic recession. Well, now the demand is back, and my county in particular, we filled up most of our buildings. So I've got companies here that are wanting to expand, and we don't necessarily have the facility. So I'm thinking all the time, but how do I, you know, help this along? But rather than let it drag me down and consider it a negative, I try to turn it into a positive and say, well, number one, it's great we have this opportunity. How do we fix it? How do we go out there and get more inventory on the market? How do we get private developers to come in and build a building? Or how do we use incentives to make that process easier for the private sector to do something? So I really get wrapped up in my clients, and I want to do the best I can for them. And sometimes you run into things that it's hard to change to help them, but you, like I said, turn it around. Don't make it a negative. Make it a positive. Try to find a good solution that works for them.
Absolutely. Great advice to always keep things on the positive side. I think that's something that everyone listening today can relate to and apply immediately to what they're doing. I want to give you a chance just to brag about your community a little bit. Tell us about Shiawassee County.
Well, Shiawassee County is certainly a county probably most of your listeners have not heard of, though we've been doing our best to try to put ourselves on the map. We are literally right in the middle of Michigan, so a favorite of Michiganders is to point to their hand, point to the mitten, yeah, and show where they are on the mitten. We're literally right in the middle, 70,000 people. We're a rural county, but we're very fortunate. We have a very strategic location, not only right in Michigan, but also in the Midwest, Canada, Ontario area. So We're about an hour northwest of downtown Detroit. We're also about an hour east of Grand Rapids, the two biggest metropolitan areas in the state. And then we also have smaller metros surrounding us on all sides. In fact, I don't have any definitive data on this, but we are one of the few rural counties that I know of in the country that's actually surrounded on all sides by different metropolitan areas. So we've got Metro Saginaw to our north, Flint to our east, Lansing to our west, and Metro Detroit to our south. So in addition to that, we're halfway between Chicago and Toronto. So once again, bringing that Midwest Canada Ontario connection, we've got a very strategic location in that regard. And then we have Interstate 69 running through our county, which is our number one asset. A lot of people have called it the NAFTA trade corridor. We call it an international trade corridor. We've got a lot of freight logistics movement through the area on that. We also have a great deal of rail moving through our region, not only on mainline Canadian National, but also we have the state's largest Class 2 railroad headquarters in my community. So we're leveraging our transportation assets, our strategic location, our population centers to really be an ideal destination. And it's really worked. And just a couple of numbers to tell the audience what's the impact been of this in the last few years. Well, Michigan, I think everyone knows, is rebounding strongly. We were down, we've gotten back up. We truly are the comeback state. Well, our county, since January of 2010, so about 5 years now, has added about 2,400 net new jobs. And our labor force in this county is only 32,000. So that tells you right there, we've got 7 or 8% employment growth. In addition to that, our unemployment rate now is down to 5.3%, and it was over 15% 5 years ago. So we've trimmed that rate greatly. We're very proud of that. I'm also very proud of the fact that our rate is about 0.5% below the state of Michigan average, which says even with Michigan coming back, you know, we're accelerating at an even faster rate. And what's happening for us, businesses are recognizing those assets and leveraging those assets to either locate here or expand here. So we've been getting a lot of manufacturing projects, either new businesses or expanding businesses, some automotive related, some not automotive related. We've been getting a number of agribusiness projects, agriculture. The rural nature of our county has really helped to facilitate that. Logistics projects, I mentioned that earlier. We're also getting healthcare projects as well. Those are sort of the four top sectors we're seeing activity from. So in that case, the numbers do speak for themselves, even more than the stories, that we're really doing well here, and it's a great time to be in Michigan.
Absolutely. Justin, I love that tagline, the comeback state. And it sounds like not only that, but your county is doing some amazing work and that you're yielding some really great results. I'm going to get you out of here on this last question. As you look ahead to the future, what do you feel is going to be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on?
Another good question. You got a lot of good questions today. I'll tell you, I think it's about partnerships. And this is a little bit of a long answer, but it'll kind of get to the point I'm trying to make. One of the reasons we've benefited greatly in growing as well, in addition to our assets that I've mentioned, is we have started to formulate new partnerships with different economic development groups, government groups, things of that nature over the last couple of years. So, for example, we are now part of a regional marketing program through the Detroit Regional Chamber, where we're being marketed as part of Metro Detroit when they're traveling domestically, internationally. So we're getting access to those opportunities by being part of that region. We partner with the state of Michigan on trips and going on attraction trips. We've got a partnership with the three counties directly to our east, Genesee, Lapeer, St. Clair, all the way to the Canadian border, called the I-69 International Trade Corridor, trying to leverage those logistics assets. And then on top of that, we have another partnership with the Thumb Counties of Michigan, which are Huron, Sanilac, Tuscola. They have a very heavy agricultural base. So we're working on some agribusiness marketing opportunities with them. So we're a little county. We're 70,000 people. It's very hard to get our name out there, very hard to get our message out there. There are many listeners, I'm sure, that represent smaller communities that have that same challenge out there. Find partners, work together, collaborate together, share resources. It's the way to go. It helps with your image. It helps with your budget, and ultimately increases the amount of activity you have, both in terms of new business leads and expansion projects. So partnerships, regionalism, collaboration, I would focus on all those areas going forward.
All good things and all good advice. Justin, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing your obvious passion with us. And congratulations again on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.